USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six family members were dead in an apparent murder-suicide in suburban Dallas after two brothers made a suicide pact that included the deaths of their other relatives. Allen, Texas police say a concerned friend called police around 1 a.m. Monday. Sergeant John Felke on NBC 5.
I've been here 21 years in Allen. We have never had an incident like this in the 21 years that I have been here.
One brother was 19, the other was in his 20s. The victims included a grandparent, two parents, and a sister. Monday's Supreme Court ruling in favor of Google over Oracle is allowing the industry to breathe easier. By resolving the 11-year-old dispute over rights to program code in favor of Google, the threat will no longer hinder advances in creation of new technology. Walmart is working with the CDC, HHS, and local officials to tackle the COVID-19 vaccine rollout at scale. Over 5,000 pharmacy locations, 90% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of a Walmart. USA Radio News.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A new March Madness champion has been crowned. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
For the first time in school history, the Baylor Bears are national champions, running away from Gonzaga Monday night 86-70 in the national championship game. Baylor never trailed, starting the game on a 21-6 run and never looking back. Baylor junior guard Jared Butler was named the tournament's most outstanding player, leading the Bears Monday night with 22 points and 7 assists. With the loss, Gonzaga ends the season at 31-1, becoming the fifth team since 1976 to carry a perfect season into the tournament without winning a title.
A large crowd gathered for a vigil Monday held by the family of rapper DMX outside the hospital where he's been fighting for his life. The crowd of perhaps hundreds heard playful words for the rapper who was taken to the White Plains Hospital Friday night after a heart attack, perhaps drug-induced. "He's iconic," said Tanya Williams of White Plains, who was among those who gathered for the vigil that started around 5 p.m. "You know we love him. He's a Westchester legend. He made it." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Rental car companies sold a majority of their inventory when lockdowns were the normal in America. Now the industry is scrambling to keep up with demand. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse. Much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates, and in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
Car rental market size growth between 2016 and 2021 is down 12.1%. NCAA March Madness has crowned a winner. Monday, the Baylor Bears beat Gonzaga 86-70 to win their first ever national championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.